Passage 3. You now have time to read the questions. Here is passage 3 for the first time.
So, still on the theme of flexible working practices, we're now going to talk to Stephen Hughes, manager of a Midlands-based company, Thorpe Engineering. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Sarah.
Stephen, I must admit that I was very surprised to find flexible working arrangements in a firm producing parts for car makers such as BMW and Nissan. I mean, it's an industry which is, after all, deeply rooted in Britain's industrial past. And I was even more surprised to learn that flexible working is at the core of your firm's business model.
Yes, Sarah, and I would even go so far as to say it's a key ingredient in the success of the company. We employ about 100 people on nearly 50 different working arrangements. It might look complicated on paper, but it actually works very well in practice. Both the company and its employees get what they really need. In fact, some employees wouldn't be working with the company without the flexible options.
I see. And can you give us some examples of the kind of options you offer?
Well, they range from variable start and finish times to early or late shifts, term time working and time off for short notice.
Right. I'm sure that's great for your employees, but what are the benefits for your business?
Oh, they're numerous. For example, we find that people are willing to come in early or stay late to get things done when necessary. You can therefore achieve greater efficiency and higher productivity. We found that home-based workers are 30% more productive than their office-based colleagues. In fact, we've won some business precisely because we've been able to respond quickly to a customer request. Flexible working also helps reduce staff turnover and absenteeism, and you can make savings on office space. And think of all the fuel being saved through reduced commuting.
So it's better for the planet too. But it must require a very different management style. What advice would you give to companies wanting to adopt flexible working practices?
Well, it requires a lot of give and take to make it work well. The business has to be everyone's priority. First of all, keeping in touch with employees is vital. If they work from a distance, you need to schedule frequent calls to find out how things are going. It's also important to show them that you value their inputs by asking them for their views on business issues. Secondly, you need to set out your expectations clearly. You should check up on progress on a regular basis, but without breathing down people's necks. Thirdly, you should arrange meetings when everyone is present. Or if they can't be present, use tele or video conferencing so that everyone can participate. And finally, remember that it's best to measure performance and outcomes rather than hours spent working. The only thing that really matters is getting results you want.
Here is passage 3 for the second time.
So, still on the theme of flexible working practices, we're now going to talk to Stephen Hughes, manager of a Midlands-based company, Thorpe Engineering. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Sarah.
Stephen, I must admit that I was very surprised to find flexible working arrangements in a firm producing parts for car makers such as BMW and Nissan. I mean, it's an industry which is, after all, deeply rooted in Britain's industrial past. And I was even more surprised to learn that flexible working is at the core of your firm's business model.
Yes, Sarah, and I would even go so far as to say it's a key ingredient in the success of the company. We employ about 100 people on nearly 50 different working arrangements. It might look complicated on paper, but it actually works very well in practice. Both the company and its employees get what they really need. In fact, some employees wouldn't be working with the company without the flexible options.
I see. And can you give us some examples of the kind of options you offer?
Well, they range from variable start and finish times to early or late shifts, term time working and time off for short notice.
Right. I'm sure that's great for your employees, but what are the benefits for your business?
Oh, they're numerous. For example, we find that people are willing to come in early or stay late to get things done when necessary. You can therefore achieve greater efficiency and higher productivity. We found that home-based workers are 30% more productive than their office-based colleagues. In fact, we've won some business precisely because we've been able to respond quickly to a customer request. Flexible working also helps reduce staff turnover and absenteeism, and you can make savings on office space. And think of all the fuel being saved through reduced commuting.
So it's better for the planet too. But it must require a very different management style. What advice would you give to companies wanting to adopt flexible working practices?
Well, it requires a lot of give and take to make it work well. The business has to be everyone's priority. First of all, keeping in touch with employees is vital. If they work from a distance, you need to schedule frequent calls to find out how things are going. It's also important to show them that you value their inputs by asking them for their views on business issues. Secondly, you need to set out your expectations clearly. You should check up on progress on a regular basis, but without breathing down people's necks. Thirdly, you should arrange meetings when everyone is present. Or if they can't be present, use tele or video conferencing so that everyone can participate. And finally, remember that it's best to measure performance and outcomes rather than hours spent working. The only thing that really matters is getting the results you want.